Some big things ahead for Natalie Wachowski. She'll be competing next week in Brazil at the U-17 Pan American Championships. Wrestling is her thing, you see, and she's good at it too, especially for someone who's only been at it for about 4 years.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty excited about that. I just like I'm feeling proud of myself for accomplishing this, and I'm just happy that and privileged that I get to represent Canada, especially on like the world stage.
You can already tell she sounds like a pretty humble kid. We'll get to all the awards and the accolades in just a second, but as she told me, it's all about hanging out and having a good time with her friends too.
The sport in general is very fun, and also being able to hang out with my team and like the connections I make through the sport, like just through my like with my teammates and coaches. Every day, like going to practice is like something that excites me because I really have fun in the sport.
And as for Natalie's accomplishments, there's quite a few. 4 Canadian National gold medals in freestyle wrestling, 4 in Greco-Roman style. And on top of going to Brazil, she'll also be competing at the World Championships in Athens in the U-17 category. Naturally, though, I had to ask her if she still gets nervous sometimes.
I feel I sometimes like do get nervous still at competitions, but I also feel more confident in myself now just because I've been very used to going to like tournaments at different stages. And I've also been like working with my mindset more with my coach. Her name's Coach Jess at Coach Wrestling. And yeah, we've been working together to kind of improve my mindset so that I don't get too nervous and like know how to deal with all my nerves and stuff at a tournament.
As for how Natalie got into the sport that's given her so much success and confidence, it was about having an open mind when she got it started at just 12 years old.
I would just say just to try it out because you never know like what it can do for you. Like for me, I never thought I would be able to like do all these accomplishments in the sport. But if I haven't had tried, I wouldn't have known. And like looking back, like yeah, I still can't believe that. Like I almost like didn't want to do the sport just because I was too scared to try it. But I would say just to go out there and try it. Don't be scared. Like have fun, and you never know what it could bring you.
She's got some big-time competitions on the horizon, and we certainly wish her the best. For the 1130 News Radio Athlete of the Week, I'm Marcus Fitzgerald.